Heroin use has been steadily increasing in the United States since 2007. According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, in Western Alaska has been no exception. In the state's annual drug report released earlier this year, the Alaska Department of Public Safety reports not only an increase in the use of the drug, but an increase in law enforcement's response to it. More than four times the amount of heroin was seized in 2014 than just 2 years earlier, and statewide, heroin-related arrests have jumped to more than 200 in that same time period from about 150. But for many living in the Bering Strait region, those crackdowns have not gone far enough. Bethel City Council member Byron Mazinski spoke at Coerex Rural Providers Conference yesterday addressing the issue. Mazinski says Western Alaska's Alcohol and Narcotics Team, or WANT, and police in Bethel estimate the YK Hub has between 250 and 300 heroin users. And while those numbers may dwarf the list of recent successes, including two heroin-related arrests in Bethel last week and a spate of similar arrests in Nome this winter, Mazinski says stemming the flow of the narcotic into his community is a priority. He shared some of Bethel's recent successes, like establishing outreach programs to educate community members on the drug and creating a local government task force. He invited those from elsewhere in the Bering Strait to share in the dialogue and voice concerns and successes within their own communities. Nome Mayor Denise Michaels spoke about steps the city has already taken to combat the illegal sale and distribution of narcotics, including a partnership with the Drug Enforcement Agency, a drug-detecting canine unit named ICON for the city, and work partnerships with the Coast Guard and the Airmen's Association to cut off supplies. But she says the number one priority for Nome is more medical personnel who can work with those who want to get well. Mazinski also voiced the need for a treatment facility within the region, saying the medical community has contributed to the spread of addiction through the liberal prescription of opiate painkillers. And while he acknowledges that the path to recovery for users and communities is a long one, he says the most important thing is to take a stand together.
When we're talking about heroin, you're going to get a lot of pushback. But when you stand up as a community, they can't really push the whole community.
Mazinski met with some pushback of his own back in April when he received a death threat related to his campaign against heroin use. The 28-year-old council member says the threat only encouraged him to keep fighting, and he says encouraged others to do the same in their communities.